Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability in the state, as it is in the world. But Native Hawaiians and Filipinos die 7 to 8 years earlier from this condition than the rest of the state. Dr. Marjorie Mao, Department of Native Hawaiian Health professor, says the challenges and solutions have not changed over the last decade.
As we now know that diabetes is the strongest risk factor for heart disease and kidney failure in Native Hawaiians and Pacific Islanders. And to prevent heart disease and kidney failure, we need to stop diabetes, and we need to improve diabetes care for people who already have it.
Recent studies have found that 1 in 3 Native Hawaiian adults have or are at risk for diabetes, and Pacific Islanders, including Filipinos, have the highest percentage of people with diabetes among all racial groups in Hawaii. Changing behavior is fundamental, but Health Center Director of Community Involvement, Mele Luk, says the focus on diabetic treatment and management versus prevention is a major hindrance.
If you are pre-diabetic, which your doctor will often tell you if you're gaining too much weight or getting high stress, you will not qualify for any kind of insurance coverage. You have to wait to, unfortunately, cross the line and become diabetic to get the education.
Luk has also organized the ULU Network, a coalition of 30 community and health organizations statewide and in California. Communities in Molokai, Hana Maui, Waianae Oahu, and Hawaii County have high concentrations of Native Hawaiian residents who reportedly display high risk factors, including low physical activity, poor diets, high tobacco use, and obesity. But Department Chair Keawe Aimoku Kaholokula says behavior is not the only issue.
Like genetics and like biology, our behaviors are influenced by the resources we have or don't have. In Hawaii, where you have to work 2 jobs to make ends meet, it's very difficult for people to avoid McDonald's when they got half an hour to get from job A to job B. There's no reason why Waianae should have no sidewalks. It's not by accident, it's by design.
Kaholokula says the entire state, including the university system, medical and health insurance providers, lawmakers, and community organizations, need to focus on prevention at the grassroots level and deliver services where people live. And individuals must take responsibility for their own health. Senate Committee on Hawaiian Affairs Chair Maile Shimabukuro says there are a few legislative options next session that could also help.
When I heard about New York and how they passed a ban on trans fat and a soda cap where, you know, instead of having a tax on soda, which we've tried unsuccessfully in Hawaii so many times, they limit the size of the cup. And then I also heard about doctors prescribing vegetables and fruits to patients. You know, we really need to do things to help people improve their diets and to really try to prescribe this type of lifestyle change.
The Native Hawaiian Healthcare Systems was created in 1988 and funded by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and reauthorized in 2010 by the Patient Protection and Affordability Care Act. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.